I know I keep saying this, but this is amazing. I can't believe you never told me about your family's place. You haven't always loved coming here? Why? A remote cabin in a winter wonderland with your family and board games. Why would that not be fun? No, I get it. Aw, well, I'm glad having me here makes it more fun for you. Yes. Hey. No. As your dad says, no hanky-panky, mister. No. Because your parents are in the next room. And we both know I'm not one to be quiet. No. Seriously, no. I want to be a good girl. So Santa brings me presents. I want to be on the nice list for once. Yes. Oh. Hi. Oh, good. Yeah, thank you. That breakfast was incredible. Thank you so much. Lunch. In town. Do you want to go? Yeah, I am too. I kind of overdid it on that breakfast dish you made. I'm stuffed. Yeah, if that's okay. Keep the fires going? Absolutely. We will definitely make sure things are cozy for when you get back. Okay. Bye. Drive safe. All right. Back on the naughty list. Get over here. Wait, are they actually gone yet? Do you see the car? Oh yeah, there they go. In front of the fire. Oh, I love that idea. I love that this cabin has a fireplace in every room. Oh, yes. Definitely more like it. This naughty girl needs a taste of you. I love how hard you get for me. So fast. Like the perfect lollipop. And a big lollipop at that. Spread your legs a little more. Your turn. Oh, well, hello there. You love these titties. You say that every time. Oh, yeah. Believe me, baby, they love you too. Oh, yeah. Been a while. I love that look on your face. You do on top. Alright. Let me get my legs around your neck. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh yeah. Fuck that pussy, baby. You like my tight pussy clenched around your cock. Oh, God. You feel so fucking amazing. Oh, it's good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh. I can feel your cock spasming. Are you okay? Oh, I love that you came out. Here, you want this blanket around us? Oh, yeah. Much better. Need to ask your mum where she got it. It's crazy soft. Hi. We both knew the nice thing wasn't going to last. I tried. Oh, I love it too. Thank you for jumping to the naughty list. Oh, for surprising you. Well, thank you for opening the door. And this, opening up your entire family for me, that's a lot. No, I'm not overwhelmed at all. It's funny, I was thinking about it yesterday. I had no doubts or fears when I got on that plane. Like, none. It never occurred to me that you might not want me here, or that your family might not be into having your girlfriend around. It was just something I had to do. I mean, it was the only thing I wanted to do, but it was like I had no other choice. I wish I could stay longer. Christmas Eve. You've still got days to get sick of me. Never? Really? Well, let's just enjoy this time and see how we feel when I'm supposed to leave, or as we get closer to it. Yeah. Actually, as of yesterday, staying longer is an option. Sort of. I got laid off yesterday. No, it wasn't just me, it was a lot of us. Yeah, remember when I kept getting calls from a number I didn't know, so I just silenced my phone? Didn't recognize the number, but it was my director, or former director, calling me from his personal phone, which is why I didn't recognize the number. He was calling to find out what happened, because basically he got there and it was just like, I no longer existed. Everything was shut down. My accounts didn't exist. Slack, I was gone completely. Yeah, no, he didn't know. He was completely kept in the dark, which, that's really bad. But they sent it to my personal email. And, you know, I'm not the best at checking mails that aren't work-related, so. No, I'm good. Oh, yeah, they gave me a very generous severance, so I have plenty of time to figure out what to do. No, I'm a little sad, just more so because I'll miss everyone and didn't really get a chance to say goodbye. And I feel bad for him because he's completely on his own with this team now, and not only does he have to replace me, who's basically his right hand, he's also got to find three other people. Not fun this time of year, not fun any time of year. Oh, I wasn't trying to hate it. I didn't want to tell you because really I just chose not to think about it. Choosing to focus on the fun we were having. And it kind of didn't feel real, too, you know? Like, I'm not at home. I'm not in my normal environment. So getting that kind of news, I think it takes a little bit longer to process. For me, anyway. But no, really, I'm okay. It doesn't feel great to be let go, of course. But then again, it's opportunity for something else. I mean, who doesn't love opportunity? I am sincere, yeah. There's just no point in feeding it negative energy. I mean, there's no point in feeding anything negative energy, but it serves no purpose. Focusing on the positive is always the best choice. And I have been left in a position that, yes, I have no job, but I also don't have to really worry right now. So why would I? It's all choice. So yeah, that's why there's a chance of me staying on a bit longer. I will. I'll definitely consider it. Yes, I promise you. I am more than okay. I'm absolutely great. Nothing less. I'm here with you, having gorgeous naughty sex in front of this stunning fireplace in a beautiful cabin in a winter wonderland. How could I not be great? Well, no, I'm not amazing. No, I'm not. But thank you. But you know what I am? Unbelievably so. Hungry. I think we must have worked off some calories. Do you think there's any of that amazing breakfast left that your mum made? That thing. What do you call it? Casserole. That was so good. I've always been a snob about casseroles and my foodie ways. I have been missing out. Raid the fridge? Yeah. Race ya. Okay. I'm calling it. I am officially stuffed. Please don't ask me to move because I can't. Not unless you want to roll me. Oh. Oh, it's snowing again. I do love snow. I love seeing it from the inside, in front of a fire, holding a glass of red wine or a cup of tea. That's how I love it most. Functioning in it? Not so much. Merry Christmas to you, baby. You've been thinking.
Uh-oh.
We need to talk? Okay. What's up? Me being laid off. Baby, I told you I'm really good. Oh. This changes things. How? Oh. That's true. Both our jobs and your school were keeping us 3,000 miles apart. That has changed, yeah. Consider moving? Yeah, I mean, I just sort of have to see here. Where you live? Oh, I don't know. I hadn't even thought about that yet. No, you're right. We've been doing the long distance thing for quite a while now, and we both know how challenging it's been. How many times we've just wished we lived closer to each other. No, I'm not freaking out. I don't want this to come from a place of convenience, like, oh, well, now you don't have that job, so let's make it easier and you get a flat here. I don't want to make that move for that reason, you know? Not that you aren't worth it, it's just you don't want that. Oh, then what do you want? Move in together? Oh, wow. Really? Oh, yes. I mean, exactly. I'm so glad you put it that way. I would definitely want to have a new place for us rather than me moving in with you. I mean, your place is beautiful, but it's, yeah, yours. It's two very different things, moving in together and moving in with you. You really want this? No, I do. Yes. I really do. I guess I'm just processing. I mean, it really is kind of perfect timing for this to happen. Okay. Yes. No doubts at all. Yes. I love you. I want to be with you. Yes. Yes. You're sure? Really sure? Look me in the eyes. Wow. I'm so excited. You think they will? Yeah, it has been a long time. Oh, babe. Truly the best Christmas ever. Yes.